The prevailing literature on geopolitics is, in large part, an echo of how the world appears through the lens of the West. This dominant perspective has not only shaped the narratives of global power but has also denied many nations, particularly those of the East, the opportunity to express the world through their own conceptual and philosophical frameworks. Deprived of this kaleidoscope, many nations have been constricted into worldviews not born of their own soil but superimposed through intellectual and institutional dominance of the West. My new book, Geopolitics, Frameworks and Dynamics in a Multipolar World, is perhaps a natural reaction to this asphyxiation of expression, which has and will lead many observant minds to rethink national and geopolitical narrative. Perhaps it is right time to rethink and re-narrate, when the unipolar world is changing into a multipolar world, and when the geo-economic situation of the world also seems to be at the edge of a polar shift, rather it has become a compulsion. The tyranny of political correctness and epistemological dependency has paralyzed indigenous ideological growth, depriving nations of the very dream of becoming protagonists in their own historical unfolding. Breathing, thinking, working nations cannot be caged within the strictures of externally dictated norms any longer. Nevertheless, to think geopolitics from the East is not to reject the West, but to decolonize the imagination. It is to assert that every culture has the right, and perhaps the obligation, to interpret the world through its own metaphysical lens. Western geopolitics, rooted in figures like Mackinder, Mahan, and Haushofer, framed the globe as a chessboard for power acquisition. To this day, with the aid of grand think tanks and institutional power, the West deems to dictate their norms upon the rest of the world. But it is time to move beyond this imperial grammar of coercion, control and conquest, toward a philosophy of coexistence, reciprocity and shared stewardship of the Earth. This new paradigm calls for a recentering of geopolitics, not just as strategy, but as a phenomenology of perception. It is not merely about borders and treaties, but about how people and nations conceive of their space and time, and their roles within history. Geopolitics, rightly understood, becomes a metaphysical inquiry. What does it mean to belong to a place, to a people, and to a planet? Globalization has expanded our awareness, but not necessarily our understanding. While information is abundant, the frameworks to process that information remain narrow and often distorted. Hence, the call is not for more data, but for new ways of seeing, new epistemologies that are local, rooted and holistic. Amidst the tremors of the Russia-Ukraine and Gaza-Israel wars, the old tectonic plates of Cold War polarity are shifting once again.